few days before Purim, in certain places, Chazal tell us that we are allowed to read the Megillah. And for sure, since Purim, Chazal tell us, Kimu v'Kiblu, is a time of Kabbalah Satoyrim. And in Kabbalah Satoyrim, it was Shloshi Simei Agbole, 3 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gave us preparation to Kabbalah Satoyrim. So for sure, that the same Avoida of preparing to Kabbalah Satoyrim recites to the great Yom Tov Purim that Klal Yisrael has a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should see and understand that Klal Yisrael is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he has never forgotten from us. As the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, he asked, why is there is a lav in the Torah of Bal Tosef? You're not allowed to add mitzvahs to the Torah. So how can we add Purim? It's in addition to the Torah. So the Rambam says that since this Yom Tov Purim is only to remind us and to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, Lohidia, that we should know that everybody and anybody that is mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. Emesu, it's true what it says in the Torah. Mi goy godoil, who is such a great nation, asher lo yelekim kroivim eilov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. B'chol kereinu eilov, whenever we call to him, wherever we must follow to him, and wherever, whenever we ask him our needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always close to us. There's no difference where we are, and what situation we are, and what circumstances we are. There's no difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always close to Klal Yisrael. And the preparation for Purim may be a little different to the Kabbalah Satoyrah from Sinai to the Kabbalah Satoyrah from Purim. We want to start the story, because I'll tell us that Lahalocha, to be Yotz the Megillah, you have to start from the beginning. Because to understand the story in full, if you don't start the story, so you won't understand the whole story. And Chazal tell us to start from Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh. And Achashverosh made a Suda. And Chazal tell us, what Suda did he make? Since he was after his 3rd year of his kingdom, and he calculated that he knew that Klal Yisrael was going to be in Golis 70 years. And according to his calculation, it was after the 70 years, so we understood this is the way he thought, that I am king and I'm going to remain king. And the real king means king on Klal Yisrael. So therefore he made a big party, and he dressed, he took the clothes of the Kohen Godel, and took the throne of Shloim HaMelech, and sat by his great party to show that Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, is going to remain in Golis forever. And Klal Yisrael at that time had a certain thought. Maybe, who knows, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since we did a lot of Averis in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. So maybe there is a certain truth to this. So they figured, well, if you live together with Goyim, you have to mix in with them, you have to live with them, you have to eat what they eat, you have to drink what they drink, you have to be immune in all their lifestyle. And this is what the Suda of Achashverosh was about. And then, as we read in the Megillah further, Vashti was killed, and Esther was chosen for a queen. And Gidel HaMelech HaChashverosh es Haman. And as the story goes, everybody knows the story. Maybe we just make a chazor we should remember from last year. Motcha Tzadik was the only one. Lo yichra imotcha, lo yichra velo yishtachve. And Svarim bring at the end there was a great big zeirim of lahashmid ulaharig ulahabid eskola yehudim tavinoshim biyoyim echod. And everybody had big tainus on Mordechai. Maybe you are the fault. If you were about to Haman, so there wouldn't be a gzeira. If you would have left your stubbornness that you had when Achashverosh made the great Sudan, and you were the one that said you're not allowed to go to the Sudan. You were the one that said you shouldn't go. Though there was a heksher, it was kosher. Chazal say, Kitzayin ish v'ish, it was kosher. But Mordechai Tzadik said, in a kosher restaurant, you also have to see who are the people there. And if there's a gathering there where you shouldn't be, it can be glatt kosher. You don't belong there. And this was Mordechai Tzadik's drashim, 180 days. And at the time of the Gzeire, everybody told Mordechai, look what happened to you. You see, because of you, there's the Gzeire, the Hashmed, the Harik, the Abed. Chazal tell us, in Mordechai Yodam, that's Kol Hashem Naase. Mordechai knew that there's a Gzeire in Hashemayim. And Chazal and Masechta Megillah tell us what was the reason of the Gzeirim. Shenenu Mesudosin Shel Achashverosh. Just the opposite thought. Nenu Mesudosin Shel Achashverosh. You got mixed up with the lifestyle of the Goyim. The thought, the lifestyle of the Umas Olam. This brought the Gzeirim. And Mordechai Tzadik, Vayil b'shak v'eifer, Vayetzei b'choy v'yir, Vayizak zoka g'doy le'imorom. I don't understand something. This gzeira was sent letters to the whole world. To the whole world. And when there's a gzeira l'hashmed l'harig l'abed, you need Mordechai. He should go out in the street. And where was everybody else? Because everybody else thought maybe there's another way. And maybe it's not such a gzeira, because the whole gzeira is, it says in some svarim say, was la'ashmed la'arig la'abed eskola yehudim. Only he wants to remain a Jew. Maybe the gzeira is, but if somebody doesn't want to remain, but so, okay, so we'll have a little later. Mordechai yoda eskola shenase. Mordechai knew that in Shemayim, the reason for the Gzeirim is because we weren't Jews. We didn't act the way we were supposed to act. We intervened together with the Goyim. Therefore, Mordechai Tzadik said the only way to be Mevatel the Gzeirim
is in contrary. Let us keep together. Let us know where we belong. Let us know what is our good life. Let us understand what is our life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And if we intervene together with the Goyim, this brings the Gzeira. And if we're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is going to rescue us from the Gzeira. And after we were came the Yeshua, Klal Yisrael was makabel Torah again. They saw him. Layhudem hoisa oira v'simcha v'sosim v'kar. It doesn't say Layhudem hoisa Torah. Oira zu Torah. Why doesn't it say Layhudem hoisa Torah? They saw that oira light is Torah. That's what they saw. The Kabbalah's Torah of Purim is to see that in order for somebody to have a life of happiness, a life of joy, and a life without gzeiros is like who them hoysa Torah. If somebody learns the Torah and he's loyal to the ways of the Torah. I once heard from a big Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. Maybe you have heard of him, Rabbi Yosef Tzeivet, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said that there's four times Yikar in the Megillah. Once, three belong to Haman, at Achashverosh. The first was a Suda from Achashverosh. La'aris Yikar Teferes Gidilosoi. The other one was, V'chol Anoshim Yitnu Yikar Lebaleim. And the third one was, when Haman thought to himself, Lemi yachpitz amelech litin yikor yoyse mimen. Three times yikor. One is kine, that everybody should envy Achashverosh with the richest nish with his whole party. The other one is taive v'chol anoshim litnu yikor lebaleim. And the third one is covid. Lemi yachpitz amelech litin yikor yoyse mimen. This is the life of Achashverosh, and this is the life of Haman. And this was maybe the thought and the philosophy of life. The way a goy, a Persian goy, not only a Persian, all goyim, and all people that act like goyim, live. This is their thought. At the end, after the Yeshua, they saw there's one yekar. Layhudem hoysa oiro v'simcha v'sosam v'kar. They saw that the only yekar is somebody that enjoys a Jewish life. Yeah, I must tell you like a little story. It has nothing to do maybe with the shmos. I once had some, last year I had to do something and I had an ask in the United States and I he got me in touch with the greatest urologist in the world. He's a goy. And it was Chalamoy Tzukis. And he gave me very good aitzes and I thanked him and I said, Doctor, I want to bless you. So he said, I want to tell you, Rabbi, I'm a blessed man. I don't need your blessing. So I said, you should remain blessed. So he said, okay. So Hayat, it was interesting for me what this guy owns. Does he own half of New York? His COVID, he has a lot of COVID because I told the professor here, a doctor here in Hadassah, he says, how do you speak with that doctor? Every two pages in the urology books, is his name mentioned? He has a lot of COVID. And he has a lot of money. I asked him, does he have a wife and children? It doesn't seem so. He's a blessed man. He's missing nothing. He has a world. By us, what is nachas? Bonim, ibnei bonim, oiskim, betoyde, v'mitzvahs. This is our nachas. This is our life. The whole world is nothing but nothing. There's no value. What a person's value is, to build up a house of naches. Naches. Naches you have if you build up a Torah home. That's when you have naches. And there's no other way in the world to have naches. I had a telephone a few months ago. I don't know how he had my phone number. And he had... There was two brothers One lived in New York. An old little person, 80 years old, that has children and grandchildren, has naches l'roiv. And he had a brother that lived somewhere in Florida, Sarasota, somewhere in Florida. And there were two little children. And when there were two little children, for some reason, an uncle had no children at those years. And he asked his father, maybe you give me the opportunity to adopt your child. So the father, it seems that he wasn't so frum. And he gave it to him. He gave him the child. And he was zoiche to bring up a child. Today he's 80 years old. He's an old man. He has something like 500 or more grandchildren. From children, Tamon and Zerov, Tamir Chachon. And this, there were two brothers, one passed away. There was a big shaila that he called me. And he started crying on the phone. I lived here, I have nothing in my world. Nothing. I have no wife, and if my wife died, my children, I have nobody in the world. I'm a soul man. My brother was zoiche to come to New York and to build up a Jewish home. He has over 500 grandchildren and great-grandchchildren. Lehudem oisa oinom zutoinom. The Chofetz Chaim once spoke to a young child. And unfortunately, his parent, he himself has chosen not the right way. So the Chofetz Chaim started speaking to the child. And after he spoke to the child, and the child left his room, and the Chofetz Chaim said, it's a pity that the choice of life, what a person wants to be, is at 15 years old. If he would be a little older and to see the world in front of his eyes, I'm sure he would choose a different way. Lehudem hoysa oirom. Klal Yisrael came to the recognition and recognized that the joy of the world is a life of Torah. Sudas Achashverosh brought the Gezeira. Zoke Gedoyle Umoro Leich Knois Kol HaYehudim to be Mekabel the Torah. This is a joy and a happiness forever. This is the message from the Megillah. I have a certain feeling in the Megillah that maybe I'll try to share it with you. My personal feeling and the story of the Megillah. Klal Yisrael lived in Bavel at those times in Persian and Golis, and they were under the kingdom of great anti-Semites that not only did they care, as it says from the Balatanya, that they envied the beautiful Jewish life of Torah mitzvahs. As we see in the Megillah, Haman said, Yeshino yamechot mufuzer mufoyed b'ma'amim, that they're different. They celebrate Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they learn a whole day. They're not for work. They're a different life. HaYehudim la'abid ra'ashim de'la'arik es ha'yehudim. And Klal Yisrael lived in a very, very hard golus at that time. There is a lashon from the Riyah Kodesh that Achashverosh and Haman hechshichu einayim from Shel Yisrael. The eyes of Klal Yisrael saw darkness and blackness without any hope. Before that, there was a Beis Hamikdash. And in that day, the Beis Hamikdash, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Yom Tov. K'shem shaboli rois, kach boli rois. We were zoichet to have Ruach HaKodesh in Beis HaMikdash. We were zoichet to see the Shechina. I don't know what it was, what it is, but I know it was good. People were, Klal Yisrael was very happy to see the Shechina. We were elevated, we were different people altogether. In the time of the Shechina, in the time that we lived together with the Shechina, such a sweet life we had. And in Golis, Bovil, Nebuchadnezzar, and the whole Bovil kingdom, the whole Persian kingdom, was Lahashima de Laharig la Abidas Kola Yehudim. Chazal say, Vanoichi Astir Astir, there was a big Hastorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hidden. People didn't see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after Klal Yisrael. And that itself made them Ve'ir Shusha Nevoicho, a very sad feeling in their times. About 40 years ago, I was zoichet to be Hashanah Rabbe by the Satmarov, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh Lebrach. And I heard him say a moshel. He said, I'm going to say a moshel to our times. There was once a king that sent away his children because they didn't act and they didn't behave the way they were supposed to. And when he sent them away, once a year he used to come in his kingly clothes, with his crown, with his gown, and the children used to see him. And they used to line up and cry to their father, Father, take us home. We promise you we'll be good. And since they didn't deserve yet to be taken home, so the king used to say, there is going to be a time where I'm going to take you home. But you still need a little more behavior, a little more tshuva, and I'll take you home. And since they were there for such a long time, their behavior became worse. And the king didn't come no more in kingly clothes. He came in civil wear he came. And the children were very sad. They had a hope once a year. The parents used to, the father used to come, and they used to cry for him, and they had a hope that he'll take him home. The last few years, they don't see him. They don't know where he is. So they found an old man that knew the ways and the way this king, the conduct of the king. And he told him, I don't know where the king is. I don't know where your father is. But I'm sure the day that he used to come, he comes again. So you should line up that day in the street and start screaming, Tata, Father, we want to see you. Father, we want to feel you. Father, show us that you're with us. Father, give us hope. So we said like this. There were years we had, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we had Tanoim, we had Amaroim, we had Goinim, we had Rishoinim, we had great Achroinim. And now, after the Second World War, we have lost our great kingdom, we have lost everything, and we don't see the big tzaddikim we had before the war. But he said, Dirshu Hashem b'yimotzoi, Keru b'yoisei koroiv. You should know that the same day, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to come in shul, he again comes in shul. And all we have to do is line up and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us out from Golis, bring us back home. And he said, this is the avoid of Hashanah Rabbah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, those holy days. When it came Purim, I imagined to myself, what great simcha would this be after all the cries? The king shows himself, I am your father, I am the king. Would you imagine the simcha? This is the simcha of Purim. Klal Yisrael in Golis, Klal Yisrael in Bovel with all their tzaris, thought, as Avuni Hashem Elikeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us. Where is our Father? V'noichi Aster Aster, we don't see him. If there's a possibility of Gzeir El HaHashmed or HaHarik or HaAved Eskol HaYehudim, Tav V'noshim B'yoyim Echod, Ishlolam Lavoiz, so there's no chance no more. But when we're zoichet to the greatness, Kal Yisrael Rayudim Oysa Oiro, we saw light. Well, as Avunu Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has never left us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always was with us. And this is the great Simcha of Purim. I once saw a beautiful story. I think it's not only a Purim story, but also may be an understanding of Purim. In Russia, under the kingdom of the rule of Stalin, Yimach Shemoy, every Jew that had something in him, with him, he used to send to Siberia, and no one knows whatever happened to him. There was a Yid that was like a nurse. He wasn't even a doctor, but he was afraid to be home because he knew what's waiting for him. So he left his house, and he left behind him a wife and a child. And hardly in the middle of the night, one of them used to run out in the dark, see to find something to keep their life, to eat something, not to die from starving. And they were living in a stress. Any echo on the door would threaten them. Who knows who's looking for us? Came the day of Purim, and the boy tells the mother, "Mommy, do you know that we have to give Mishloach Manos?" So the mother says, "Yes, I know I have to give Mishloach Manos. But unfortunately, we don't have what to give, and we don't have who to give." So the boy said, "You know what, Mommy? I have a little piece of cake that we have. It's hard, it's a week old, but one mean I have. You have to give two meanim. You have to give. I have one mean. This is one kind. I have a little piece of cake." So the mother said, "You know what? We're going to make a second kind. Let's put it into a plate. And we'll cry on the plate till we'll have a full plate of tears. So we're going to have two minim to give Mishloach Manos. For whom are we going to send the Mishloach Manos?" She said, "We're going to send the HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So the child and the mother took the plate, and they did a pretty good job. They filled up the plate. It was a full plate of tears. Full plate of tears. And when everything, the Mishloach Manos, was ready, they took both the cake and the plate of the tears, the beautiful soup that they manufactured from their tears, and they said, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is our Mishloach Manos from us. You have to send us back Mishloach Manos." And when they sent back the Mishloach Manos, when they finished their words, somebody bangs on the door. And when they banged on the door, they were very frightened. And the child crawled to the door. And he hears somebody whisper, "Open the door. This is your father." And the door was opened, and he came home with three big shopping bags full of food. And they cried out, "We sent Mishloach Manos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us back Mishloach Manos." This is the story of Purim. We are sending Mishloach Monis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Mishloach Monis is our Tvilas and Bakoshes. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Golis has greatness, Yoinis. We don't know how much power we have to overcome these Nisyoinis. Let us feel the sweetness, let us feel the joy, let us feel the happiness, and how privileged we are to be Zoiche, to sit and learn the Torah. When I was a little kid, I lived in New York, in Williamsburg. My father was a Magachir and Torah Vedas. And I remember, we lived in Williamsburg, Torah Vedas was also in Williamsburg at those days. And a boy came from South America, I think he came. And he came along with a few other boys that came from South America. And he came along with other boys. And he, unfortunately, had a very, very far bring up background. But since he came along, so they took him into the yeshiva. We're going to help you. And they gave him to my father to be in my father's class. Though, I don't know what he understood. Maybe the yeshiva understood that my father's Zichron Levracha was the proper man to take him. Today, he's a big Moira Eroi. And I remember him when he got married, and my father took me to the chasen of this Talmud. And that then he was a great Talmud Chochem. And I asked my father, did everybody from that class achieve what this Bachar achieved? So he says, no. So I asked him, do you know what his Hatzlocha was? So he tells me, my father Zichron Levracha told me, I don't know, but I think I can tell you some reason for his Hatzlocha, his success. I remember he knew very little, but he had a good head, good kashrinus. And when he learned in the class, every day, before we started learning, he used to take the Gemara and pat it and give a kiss to the Gemara and tell the Gemara, thank you. I am Zoichet to learn you. Thank you. Thank you. And when he finished learning, he made it again like this and kissed the Gemara again and said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, thank you. So my father told me, Zichron Levracha, somebody that says thank you for learning the Gemara becomes a Talmud Chacham. We have to say thank you. This is our Mishlech, Manas Takadish Baruch. I want to say one more story. I'm almost finished because I don't have too much stories. One more little story. And then I'm going to finish. There was a Yid here. His name was Rav Castell. He learned in Voloshin by the Pine. He remembers the Pine. He was an old man when I came here to Eretz Yisrael 40 years ago. Good, over 40 years. And his name was Rabbi Yoshe Ber Castell. And he learned by the Pine. And he used to say a very interesting story. A bocher wanted to come into Voloshin, a yeshiva. Voloshin was a yeshiva with great Tamid Chachomim. Rav Bengis learned there. Rabbi Shazalman, Rabbi Lechber, Voloshin Yeshiva, the famous yeshiva with all big Tamid Chachomim and Eluyim and that generation. And this boy comes to Rabbi Chaim, I want to learn in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Chaim asked him, do you know how to learn? So he says, no. So why do you want to come here? So he says, because I want to learn. And if somebody that wants to learn is going to know how to learn. So Reb Chaim says, you're right. And somebody wants to learn, he's going to be Matzliach.
And they learned Bav Metzia. He said they learned Bav Metzia that time. And this boy was a big action, a very stubborn boy. Till he knew what he learned, he didn't go further. And it was even a leap year, Ashono Mo'oberes. And he started Shnayim Oichazim Betales. And when he came to the next line, he forgot the first line. And this is the way he was working and working and working with a smode rabbe, a whole zman. And at the end of the zman, he was successful by knowing the last line of the omit, but only the last line. The rest of me forgot. And with Simchas Purim, he drank a little wine and took the Gemara, and he was dancing with the Gemara, with the biggest. So they told him, Shleime, his name was Shleime Volozhin, Shleimkin, Shleimkin. Go to work, do something useful. You have a cup for a vant. You have a head like a wall. You have a cup for a vant. You're going to take a chuk, it means a nail, and open your head. Maybe a piece of Gemara is going to go inside. And this is the way they were. And he was telling, I, Shleime, am zoiche to say, Omar Abaye and Omar Ovem. Should I yes remember, not remember? I have the schia to say, Omar Abaye, Omar Ovem. And this is the way he was dancing the whole day. This Rav Be'er Yoshe Be'er Kastel says, I remember in yeshiva. After 3 years, this bocher finished chas and he knew whole noshim and azikim by heart. This is the Mishloach Manos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. If we send HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishloach Manos, Purim is a time that we have to make use of it. Some Bochrim disguise Purim. It says that you should disguise. It's really not disguising. It's really giving out your inside. And some people give out the inside. Nobody would want it. Nobody should know what's doing in my inside. Somebody disguises like a Talmud Chochem. Somebody disguises like a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe. You know, this has a town. Somebody disguises like a black nigger. Everybody knows that has no town. Especially in a day where you have to make use of that day. The Chiddush Arim says, I'm almost finished. The Chiddush Arim says that once somebody was promised that he can go into the Oitzer HaMelech, and in this Oitzer HaMelech he can take whatever he wants. But the king was afraid he'll work so hard and take all valuables from the Oitzer. So what did he do? At the door in front of the Oitzer, he gave him a bottle of wine, beautiful, good wine. And he drank the wine and went into the Oitzer and slept the whole day. And when the day was finished, he told him, your day is finished. So he said, since Purim is a day that we all call a poishijad nois meloi, it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that he is with us and we can be matzliach and we can be close to him and feel the closeness and feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all circumstances gives us help. He's with us and helps us. And he's whatever we need, he puts his eyes and sees that we should have what we need. But we have some people take the wine and they become shikha. And the Purim passes and they forgot everything what they had to do. There's a mitzvah to be happy. We have to be happy that we zoiche to sit by the Gemara. We can all dance. Shloimke, shloimke. We are zoiche to learn Amar Abaye, Amar Ove. We can all pat the Gemara and kiss it and say, Baruch Hashem, we are zoiche to sit by the holy Gemara. And this is our life. This is our joy. This is our beautiful life. And to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to dance for it. And this is the Suda. And this is why with the disguise, we don't disguise, we show our inside. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please, please, give me the opportunity to be able to give out and to be successful in all my beautiful koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to me. I should use it out the way I should really use it out. And with this, I'm sure, anybody that's going to have the Purim the way he's supposed to have Purim,
we're going to sing Loidia Shekol Kivecho Loyevoish. But he called Muranetzach Kolachoysen Bach. Nobody knows when he's Matzliach, why he's Matzliach. But sure, if Chazal say this is a day when you could be Matzliach, when you'll be Matzliach, you'll know that you had a fantastic Purim and you are Mespalel the way you should be Mespalel. And we should also be Mespalel of the big Yeshua of Timcha Zecher Amolek, Mitachas HaShemayim, should take away all the Nesyonos from us, that we should be able to understand and see the luck and the holiness and the joy of learning the Torah. And should be zoiche to mochayem chazecher amolik, to be zoiche to mechias amolik, and in the near future, which is zoiche to bnei beis hamikdash b'mehera b'mehera. I just want to say one more word. I must say something. I am really in a spoil from the fantastic tzibur that is in front of my eyes. You know, a gust for a while sees a mile. I'm sure it comes from the great Rosh Yeshivas, and part of the thanks that you should give when you dance Purim is you gave me such a Rosh Yeshivas.